The Palmer trial of Eric Allmendinger is in its second week. Allmendinger is one of several teenagers who are accused of murdering 16-year-old David Grunwald in 2016. Heather Hintze is a reporter with Anchorage TV station KTVA and has been in the Palmer court every day of Allmendinger's trial. She says David Grunwald's parents are there every day. Jurors have heard from a range of witnesses for the prosecution.
And the witness testimony is varied from, you know, very emotional from Grunwald's girlfriend to the pretty technical things. We had one of the investigators yesterday just kind of talking about how they were able to trace the phone calls and, you know, how they recovered stuff from Facebook and Snapchat. So kind of it runs the range of emotions throughout the days.
I wanted to ask you about that. Yesterday, there was testimony from troopers regarding deleted messages from Allmendinger's social media accounts. Tell us about what they were able to recover and what it may reveal about his actions.
Troopers made sure they put out a preservation letter to Facebook on November 15th, which is 2 days after Grunwald went missing. That meant that anything that they'd asked for, I think they'd asked for records from like November 13th and 14th, that none of that stuff could be deleted. So Facebook basically took like a snapshot of that and was able to email them like a digital record of the conversations. And there was a conversation around 8 o'clock on that night that Grunwald went missing, where Dominic Johnson had asked, "Hey, can you bring me that 40? Can you bring me the gun?" And it kind of discussed some of the actions that led up, what led up into the trailer. And then the investigator testified that when he did a manual search of the tablet, I think it was in December, like a couple weeks later, he did a manual search of the tablet, which means he had access to Allmendinger's Facebook account itself. And he went on and looked for those messages, and those messages had been deleted.
Heather, how would you characterize Eric Allmendinger's defense so far in this case?
John Iannacone is his defense attorney and got up the first day in his opening statements and said, you know, this isn't going to be your typical case. I'm not going to come with some big fancy argument. I'm not going to dispute any of the DNA evidence. I'm not going to dispute any of the facts that troopers are saying. He said, "I think troopers did an excellent job in this case, and we're not arguing any of those points." And he even, you know, went on to say, you know, "My client is guilty of crimes committed after Grunwald was killed. He's guilty of burning the Bronco. He's guilty of lying to police." This is what John Iannacone told the jurors, that his client is guilty of those crimes. But he said, you know, Allmendinger is not guilty of murder because he didn't pull the trigger. He didn't have murder in his mind, is kind of how he phrased it.
It seems like Palmer residents and others have really struggled with the apparent senselessness of this murder. As the trial has progressed, is there any indication as to a motive among this group of teenagers accused of killing David Grunwald?
There's really nothing that I've been able to see from what's come out of the evidence. You know, I talked to Edie and Ben about it. I said, "Do you think you'll ever get an answer as to why this happened?" And they said, "No, they don't think they'll ever get an answer." The only thing that we can say right now from the evidence is we're listening right now to the December 2nd interview that Allmendinger had with troopers. That was the day he was arrested, right after that interview. That's the day they found Grunwald's body. And the only thing he said in that interview is that Dominic was mad that David Grunwald had smoked all of their weed. You know, the troopers say that's why Dominic ended up pistol whipping Grunwald. And I think that troopers have said, you know, the pistol whipping was so bad that that's when they decided to murder him to cover up that crime.
The trial seems to have involved an examination of the teenagers' lifestyles. You talked a little bit about that with the social media aspect. The differences in their home lives, things like whether they were attending school or not, or partying. What has the testimony revealed about them and who they sort of aspired to be?
The testimony about Allmendinger has said he really kind of glamorized or idealized the Crips gang lifestyle. He had Google searches for blue bandanas, Crips jewelry. He even searched Etsy for unique Crips items. You know, I think the overall thing we're getting from a lot of these kids is that there was really a lack of adult supervision. You know, Eric Allmendinger didn't go to school regularly. You know, it wasn't uncommon for Eric just not to come home. He had spent that summer living in trap houses or drug houses. Just a lack of adult supervision, and these kids just running around doing kind of whatever they wanted.
Heather Hinsey is a reporter with Anchorage station KTVA. She says closing statements could happen mid next week, with jury deliberations expected to start by the end of the week.